Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Cocaine can have a devastating effect on people. It directly stimulates the brain's reward centre and, more importantly, induces long-term changes to the reward circulatory response for addictive behaviours. Researchers have now uncovered that a gene plays a crucial role in controlling these pathogenic changes. The finding opens the door to further investigations into the molecular mechanisms underlying addiction-associated adaptations in the brain. This gene also functions in the brain and has been shown to play a role in a patient's response to antidepressants while also being altered by chronic cocaine treatment. Investigators are now setting out to see if this gene plays a role in cocaine addiction. Every animal, including humans, feels pleasure when engaging in certain behaviours such as eating, drinking or procreating. Rewarding stimuli lead to the release of dopamine from the brain, mainly in the hub of the reward system. Cocaine directly affects the reward system by blocking the removal of dopamine, leading to a dopamine surge. The excess of dopamine induces long-lasting changes in the brain, eventually leading to addiction. Some of the cocaine-induced changes that occur, such as inhibitory control and emotion regulation, are thought to mediate many of the symptoms that characterize addiction, such as drug seeking, loss of control, and poor decision making. This gene only shows very few mutations and is known to induce a complete lack of behavioral response to cocaine. Other members of this small group are established components of the reward system. The new gene thus serves as a promising new entry point into the analysis of the mechanisms underlying drug addiction. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.